It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement. Here we are. How about that? We're back together again. And let's spend a very happy and productive time together as a unified global community. And every single week we get people on here that at least excite us, and I'm sure excite you. They bring us to the new edges and the new frontiers that often bring us back to the origins of humanity, which we always look back and said, oh, they weren't as advanced as us. I think, frankly, they were more advanced. Mm-hmm. And the simple ways help us become whole again. And today we have a guest we've had on once or twice before.
Yeah.
She's been a participant in our Hippocrates program, and her mom and her sister came, and I know she lives in a very healthy way. And she's also a doctor of Ayurvedic medicine, which is rare in the United States. In India, it's rare if you're not a doctor of Ayurvedic medicine. And she has a new book coming out and a TV show. So Dr. Shivani Gupta, tell us how you are.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Can't do any better.
We'd
explode
fine.
Over you. So talk to us a little bit about this. How do you get out there into the mainstream public of America and get them to wake up and to understand that there are basic ways that they need to change in their thinking, their lifestyles, so that they don't have to have pain, suffering, and premature aging?
Well, I think it's so much about what you started us off with. Here in the West, we're living this fast-paced life, consuming fast-paced food, doing everything at warp speed, but we're leaving our bodies behind. And so Ayurveda, this ancient system of medicine from India that's over 5,000 years old, is having this resurgence, this moment where we can say to people, hey, don't you want to feel whole and nourished and healthy again? Well, the way to get there is to actually look backwards into the ancient wisdom and pull forth those tools around food and diet and lifestyle and circadian rhythm that can be so supportive of us, as well as plant medicine and the use of so much plant magic that we know from Ayurveda and even from your Hippocrates Institute is so powerful in healing.
That's right.
It's kind of looking into a gold mine, isn't it? And so much to find there. Because when something is this old, if you look at modern medicine, it is only a few hundred years old.
They call it traditional medicine. It's
I
a
know.
Joke. This is traditional medicine, Ayurvedic.
Absolutely.
So tell me what Ayurvedic is so that the Western listeners will understand.
Sure. So Ayurveda is an entire system of medicine, health, and healing from India. And Ayurveda means the science of life. So truly a teaching and a wisdom that shows us how to live our life in a rhythm that brings body, mind, and spirit into alignment. And so the goal is very much to carry all pieces of us together and bring us back to wholeness, as opposed to constantly being separate. And then within Ayurveda, we talk a lot about detoxification, our dosha, or our individual mind-body constitution. We talk about the circadian rhythm and the lifestyle we can lead, leading like a sattvic diet, a very yogic diet, to truly nourish ourselves, be mindful, be present, but also to build vibrant health and that frequency and vitality that we crave.
Well, although you're from an Eastern Indian background, most Eastern Indians that I know went very Western. And as a matter of fact, most of your family members are Western doctors that are in this profession. Is that not true?
It's true. I was actually born in Houston, Texas, went to India my whole life, fell in love with Ayurveda, decided it was my calling, and then married an all MD surgeon family. It's quite a journey.
And they still loved you. They still loved you.
They still love me, but my viewpoints are going so diametrically opposite. I just have to navigate it really delicately and gently.
I know. What you have to do is convince them that you work together. You know, we're not into this nemesis thing. I think everyone has a place. One of the people we interviewed today taught at the top medical school in the world, and he said he finally had to quit because they were just training doctors to prescribe medicines. It had nothing to do with healthcare, nothing to do with empathy or compassion. And so I think sometimes we need emergency medicine.
Oh, absolutely.
We need allopathic models. Mm-hmm. But once the emergency's over, we need love, care, compassion, empathy, and history, real tradition, 5,500 years of tradition that has proven itself billions of times, not millions of times, billions of times.
Mm. And, you know, you use certain Ayurvedic, like medicine kind of, like herbs and plants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So about 8 years ago, I had completed my master's in Ayurvedic sciences, which I feel like I could do again and again for the rest of my life, just because Ayurveda is so, so deep in its wisdom. Mm. And then my PhD dissertation was on turmeric, the spice.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
So I am the ultimate super fan of turmeric as an herb and solution in our lives. And then I very much have respect for all the other super herbs and super spices like ginger, cilantro. I mean, each plant, cumin, each of them has such tremendous potent health properties. And so when we talk about superfoods in the West, I think the superfoods are great. But what we're seeking is antioxidant, anti-inflammatory benefits. And I think we can very much find that in the Ayurvedic herbal kit as well, toolkit, because we use turmeric, ginger, all these different spices in our daily cooking and as tools when we need them to significantly reduce inflammation and get ourselves healthy. So I very much have been working for the last 8 years in the Western medicine space to show them that, hey, even these Eastern solutions can be brought into your world in a purified, potent form, third-party tested, that you can trust and utilize with your patients. So yeah, I kind of live in two worlds.
Two things I want to point out, and we're speaking about things that are pretty well known, but let's emphasize them. Turmeric has now been scientifically studied tens of thousands of times, and noted as the most anti-inflammatory medicine on the planet. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The most anti-inflammatory, superior to pharmaceutical drugs, superior to other herbs. Now, the other story, it's sort of a sad story, because there's still an elitism in the white West. And the elitism is, well, everyone else from all over the world have to catch up with us. We're the smart guys. You know, we do the thing. And a lot of us have been treated by Eastern Indian doctors because we have a lack of Westerners who are going to medical school, and they don't have an interest. Where in the East, it's a growing economy, a growing world. As a matter of fact, India is the most populous country in the world as of last November. They superseded China. And so a lot of these doctors would be here and very open-heartedly would say to us in England and the United States and Sweden, you know, we don't really have dementia. And again, the arrogant white doctor would say, well, you don't have the research money, you don't have the institutions. They weren't saying it, but you're not as smart as us, is what the innuendo was.
Yeah.
And finally, somebody stopped and listened. And went over there and found out that that was in fact true, that they had little to no dementia. And in fact, the only ones who had dementia were people that went to the West and came back to India. So so when you say you got your doctorate degree and wrote about the most important anti-inflammatory, explain to the listeners how important that is and what anti-inflammation means.
Turmeric really does. It does it all. And it's so fascinating how well it's received and absorbed by the body. I'm studying with a geneticist right now out of Clemson University because our curiosity is, can we not prove at the genetic level why and how it's so well received by the body? But turmeric is anti-inflammatory. And we know that inflammation is the root cause of all chronic disease as we see it today.
Every
and
disease.
So much of what we're seeing in the West is you have something-itis, that is just inflammation in the body, metabolic disease, everything we're seeing that's just exploding right now is based in inflammation, but we're never taking the time to just go and stop that inflammation, which is why I brought my family to Hippocrates, because I knew if we don't do those annual detoxes that we teach about in Ayurveda, then we're never going to win at our health. And I loved that it was right here in my backyard, affected, trusted, and loved. So, you know, I became a super fan of Hippocrates in that process. But Ayurveda and turmeric teaches us that if we take turmeric as an antioxidant, we're going to reverse oxidation in the body. So as people complain about their inflammation and aging, we can be reversing it by taking turmeric. It has so many other benefits as well. It extends our telomeres. It has antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal benefits. So it's an immune modulator. So I think that we're going to find more and more reasons to make turmeric the frontline course of treatment for people in the West for every itis that there is, because it's as effective as NSAIDs. We've proven that to be true. And it's as effective without the side effects, without those negative side effects of GI bleed and everything else.
Yeah.
So we can't keep popping the NSAIDs and the acetaminophens and things like they're candy. We have to realize there's repercussions and instead go reach into Mother Earth's solutions, which don't have those side effects.
Well, one of the most interesting parts of this conversation before we go to break is when they looked at the genetics of Eastern Indians' absorption with the curcuminoids, which are the active medicinal ingredient inside of turmeric, that the Eastern Indians absorb it at a much higher incident than Westerners. And why? Because you've been using it now for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So we better start using it here so we don't have dementia and other diseases. We'll be right back.
Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 70 years. They have the most incredible programs to help all of you, from their Vitality Program to Cancer Wellness and the Historic Life Transformation Program. Call 561-471-8876 to learn more about what they can do for you. HippocratesWellness.org, 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. Here with Shivani Gupta, Ayurvedic doctor and, you know, an expert in so many things about that. Look, when we say the word detox, then most people think it's going to detox
drugs
or alcohol. But so how does Ayurveda help you detox?
Ayurveda looks at detox as the requirement to our health if we want to have longevity, if we want to live disease-free, if we want to keep the body, mind, and spirit into balance.
Right.
So any Ayurvedic practitioner you sit down with is going to say, okay, I hear you on all the symptoms you're describing, the congestion in the body or feeling out of balance. Let's start with a great detox. And so if you go to India, we have a whole 3-week detox we do called Panchakarma, and you could even go longer than that. Mm-hmm. But Ayurveda very much involves oleation. We use ghee. We use jal nethi, which is purifying of the nasal passages. We do enema colonics. Like, we're going to get into every orifice and cleanse and purify everything. And it's pretty harsh. So I've done it in India before. And then I realized I'm not going to be able to make most Westerners go that route. So that's why I found Hippocrates, because I was like, well, you're accomplishing the same level of deep detoxing of the system.
Yes.
But without, you know, some of the suffering that's involved in doing it.
Most Westerners think it's an inconvenience to get out of the car to buy their medicine.
Yeah.
They have to go to the drive-thru.
true. And so this is really that profound way to clean and clear the deck, support the body and getting it back to its original healing state. And once we've created that healing of the gut, the healing of the inflammation and all systems, then we're clean and clear to go about our year and hopefully not pollute our bodies quite so far.
Now, you're a young lady, but many women that Anna Marie and I have worked with over the decades, when they have menopause, even a lot of the Western herbs don't work so well. Do we have something in Ayurvedic medicine that does?
Yes. So as we enter these phases of perimenopause and menopause, these different moments in our lives or journeys, Ayurveda says the reason we are hitting these walls so hard, I kind of think of it as, and I'm 43, So I'm seeing perimenopause type stuff. Mm. I think what happens is we hit each half decade of our life so inflamed, so much congestion,
right.
Not enough, like we're not healthy. And so as we hit those walls, the focus needs to be diet, self-care, detoxing, investing in good sleep, significant reduction of inflammation. And by investing in our health, all those symptoms will evaporate. And then also we'll go through these different moments and passages of our lives more smoothly. And so a lot of times when I'm seeing menopause symptoms, really we've been having a stack up of symptoms leading up to this. We just weren't acknowledging a lot of them. And then the severity of these symptoms can be mitigated very easily at times, not in everyone, but in most people, I think, with adaptogens. Sure. Ayurveda loves using adaptogens and plants to play with our, to play with the level of inflammation and stress that we have in our system. And I think adaptogens are so powerful because they meet our body where it's at. Play might be the wrong word, but they very much come in and function like a thermostat.
Yeah.
So if you're stressed and anxious, they bring you down a few notches. If you're feeling depressed and the blues, they lift you up. So it works with the body's own intelligence to help you become your most balanced.
And one of the interesting things is way back in the 70s, the Americans couldn't figure out we were spending significantly more money. The population was much greater with the Olympic athletes winning gold medals. But the Russians were right up there with us. And finally, they sent an investigator over there, and they discovered that there were the adaptogens they were giving their super athletes. And as you just described it, these are not typical medicines, typical herbs. When I was a master herbalist, I used to give herbs to either suppress something or accelerate something. Adaptogens regulate something. So if you have low blood pressure or high blood pressure, it tries to regulate it. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And the great energy giver. So tell us about, you are on a TV show. You're going to have a TV show?
Yes, I've been working for the last 8 years now with turmeric, with spices, with adaptogens.
Mm.
And my mission has always been, let's give you tools that get you out of trouble, that get you out of pain, that get you out of being inflamed. But what I realized is here in the West, we still have that mindset of, what's the silver bullet? What's that one pill I can take to win?
Yeah.
And so by 2020, I realized I really need to teach the lifestyle piece because people aren't getting it. There's no pill that will cure inflammation. You must shift the lifestyle habit.
Yes.
The tool can only prop you up and support you for so long. I need you to still make the diet change and adjust your stress and exercise and move and detox. So I built a podcast a few years ago, about a year ago, actually, and this TV station in Atlanta called me and said, we want to create a TV show and have you be the host.
Yeah.
So my show is called Vibrant Health with Dr. Shivani, and I get to have all these incredible guests come on. And my goal is to illuminate what Ayurveda is and then have each guest come on and share their piece of holistic health and wellness and integrative medicine so we can bring that. And bring that conversation.
And how do the listeners all over the world see this? Is it internet-based or is it TV-based? How do they do this?
It is internet-based. The channel is called Joy TV. And then it's going to be nationally syndicated later this year as well. So people can look out.
Good. So anyone in the world, if they put in joytv.com, they can look up Dr. Shivani's show. And so joytv.com. And then you see, and how many episodes have you had so far?
We've done 8 episodes, and I'm flying back this month to go film the next 8 with a whole group that are flying in to meet me there to share on our topics. And I'm not certain that the website's joytv.com, but if you search Joy TV, you'll find it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, say that again, a little slower.
If you search Joy TV, you'll find it. I haven't checked which
joytv.com.
Maybe not
that. Or maybe not that, but Joy TV, you'll find it one way or another.
Yes. So then you're coming out with a book?
Yes. You know, my dream when I even went to study was to write books to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think those of us who are passionate about our health and know we need to focus on our health are avid consumers of this information, whether it's podcasts or YouTube or reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's books that have always changed my life and compelled me to make those significant changes because my whole family is diabetic and has really advanced health issues from the diabetes. Yeah. And so my dream was always to write books. And last year I applied to Hay House with a book proposal and they said yes. So I get to write a book right now. It's due in a few months.
All right.
For Hay House. And it'll be on inflammation and Ayurveda and just all the ways that Ayurveda gives us wisdom and understanding to address the inflammation in our body, especially because of so much stress that's occurring right now in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's by bringing the mindfulness practices, by bringing the tools of Ayurveda in, the way we eat, how to eat, all these things plus circadian rhythm can be that antidote to inflammation that we need right now. Because we're not going to win at our health if we're not addressing inflammation from all sides. I think the whole world is working against us, polluting us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not the world. What it is corporate interest and governments that support corporate interest and profit and greed. And
that has no penalty. Pour everything out.
And I think the average person, if you ask them, do you want to live a healthy life? Do you want to live a long life? Do you want to not have disease and prematurely age? They raise their hand and say yes. And I think what it is they don't even know there's options because the internet, social media is being controlled and manipulated by these forces that literally promote disease and dying. And so what's the name of the book?
The book is yet to be named, but my working title is going to include inflammation and Ayurveda.
Okay.
Right.
So Infoveda, we'll call it.
Yeah. I like that. It's inflammaging, but a new word.
Yeah.
That will be out by 2025, I assume.
Correct. 2025 August will be the big book launch and I'll get to share on that more and get it out into the world. And my goal is always just teach everyone that Ayurveda exists. So I appreciate even you bringing me on here. Most people have never heard of Ayurveda. And if they just heard of it, they'd start implementing these simple tools like tongue scraping, oil pulling. These things are simple, but so effective.
Yeah. For about 40 years now, we've been giving tongue scrapers out to all of the guests. And yeah, most people look at us like, what are they? You know, what do you do with that?
I'm so glad you do that.
Oh, yes. It's like your mouth is not clean without it. The listeners probably don't know what we're talking about. So get on the internet, and it's not called Ayurvedic, but you get a tongue scraper. In most of the civilized world that you and I don't think is civil, basically they do this. In India, when I was in India working, literally every single person, you could see them in the morning cleaning their tongue. And they did it better than we do with these stainless steel tongue scrapers. They did it with actually neem, the sticks from the neem tree, which not only are they cleaning their tongue and cleaning their mouth, but it's antiseptic. It's healing inside. So, you know, none of these things we're talking about are weird. What's weird is that you don't know about these things. And what's weird is that you think, you know, using toothpaste with fluoride that destroys your thyroid, destroys your health and gives you cancer is normal. What you think is that eating fast food, somebody out there in the world's approving this and saying it's healthy, it's this stuff is killing us today. And if we don't get back to the simple basic things like Ayurvedic that Dr. Gupta is talking about today, you're going to have a lot of pain and suffering that's unnecessary.
Especially the children of today, because they have lived on processed food all their life and tons of antibiotic and vaccines. That's been very, very tough on them.
Yeah, so we're so proud of you. Keep up that good work. You're doing TV shows and writing books, and you still look as healthy as can be. And
Thank you.
As soon as that book comes out, we're going to invite you to speak at Hippocrates, and we'll have a big crowd there to cheer you on. So all of you around the planet Earth that are sitting there listening to us today, congratulations. Let's hope that your spirit soars, and let's hope that your limits are crushed, and more importantly, that you thrive beyond your wildest dream. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.